Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. It's a new record for Ireland, but not the one we want. Figures collated by the INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, well, they show that just over 118,000 patients have been without a hospital bed so far in 2022, making it the worst year for hospital overcrowding on record. These figures come on the same day as the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Breda Smith, has warned that Ireland is in the eye of a respiratory virus storm as we enter the Christmas period. Well, how bad is it? Phil Ní Hé is INMO General Secretary and is on the line now. Forthruth, Phil, it must be a worrying time for people working in the health service. How bad is it then?
It's extraordinarily bad. I don't think we've ever seen it as bad as it is now. We predicted this back in July when our Trolleycon figures was, you know, 52% higher than it had been in previous Julys. We were at that time writing to the HSE, writing to the Minister for Health, setting out our concerns, looking at what's happening in Australia and saying, look, Ireland is in danger here of having a twindemic, and our health service certainly won't cope with it. And unfortunately, all of our predictions were correct. What we're really annoyed about on behalf of our members who work in these departments is that we're now grappling from a HSE perspective of trying to find solutions when it's way too late. Mm-hmm. So we had situations the weekend just gone which were actually completely and utterly unsafe.
Like what?
Long wait times to be seen, extending from what should have been in the Manchester triage scheme no less than an hour, and patients waiting for 6 to 7 hours to be seen. Very sick, very serious issues, and that means that the outcome for those patients will be compromised. Absolutely, 100%. There's no other way to look at this. So what I think what we're saying, what junior doctors have been saying, what consultants are saying, is that we cannot now guarantee any level of safe care when you have a level of overcrowding that is as bad as it is.
But so management and policymakers will say, look, they're just winter surges. We get them every year.
Well, no, they're saying a little bit more than that now. They are taking it seriously and saying, yes, we understand how bad it is. What we're saying to them is, we don't want you to just be commentators. We want you to do your jobs, be policymakers, and implement immediate measures right now to alleviate, which is including everything we did at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay, so what are you talking about there then?
We get our private hospitals on the pitch. We make sure that any elective cases that are urgent and time sensitive, which is the term that the HSE constantly use in respect of these cases, that the private acute hospitals can have capacity and are able to look after those issues.
And
because
our
public hospitals at the moment are unsafe in relation to the long wait times. Mm-hmm. And when you're on a trolley for a period that is now extending into 2 and 3 days, we know that your outcome is much worse. We know this. It is no longer a what if. We're now in middle of this storm. Unfortunately, we understand that the flu incidences are going to get worse, that is going to increase. So what we're facing now is that this situation is likely to be much worse next week and in early January.
I have a question to you about the solutions you're putting forward. But can you tell me first where in the country, in terms of hospitals, are worst affected so people will know?
Well, we know that all of the hospitals along the West Coast are overstretched all of the time with very long ambulance waits to when they arrive at the hospital, because actually physically trolleys aren't available. We know that Limerick has constantly been overcrowded and is extraordinarily overcrowded at the moment. We know that St. Vincent's in Dublin, Tala in Dublin. We know that Naas Hospital. So this is fairly widespread. There's no hospital that could say today, you know, we can operate as normal.
Mm-hmm. It seems that things are getting worse, all right. Anecdotally, I've heard people who left an A&E because they said it was like a war zone. But that is, I suppose, just one example. Can I ask you then about your solutions that you put forward? Get the private hospitals on the pitch, and in terms of electives and so on.
Cancel all electives. The HSE are assuring us that they have issues.
But that would cost money, Phil. That would cost an awful lot of money, I'm assuming, is what the department would say. Is the money there, in your opinion?
Well, we understand from the HSE that funding has been made available. In their winter plan, they had already allocated 15 million to procurement of private capacity over the winter months. What we're asking them is, well, have you spent that? And if you haven't, why aren't you spending it?
Okay, well, we'd love to hear from the department on that specifically, and we'll certainly chase this up. We'd love to hear your stories as well from the front lines, the public. 51551, if you've had an experience in hospital, let us know from the horse's mouth, so to speak, how bad it was. But for the moment, Phil Ní Hé from the INMO, Gur Míle Maith.